Welcome to selfdiscoverymedia.com, where the Orchard of Wisdom shows are at your fingertips. It ignites your soul, your heart, your spirit, your mind, and your body with illumination from people who have made the journey before you. They're here now to help you on your journey, on your path of self-discovery. We are funded by you, the audience, and the people we interview. If you wish to support us, please go to selfdiscoverymedia.com and press on our Fund Action button. Anything is appreciated. We would like you to sit back and enjoy the shows. Here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Sarah's View of Life. I'm here, Sarah Troy. You're right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. Well, we're in that first week of January. All those new beginnings, what's our canvas going to be? Well, remember, we have the paintbrush. Sometimes we might be handed a paint that we don't like, but, you know, we can always use it and integrate it into our canvas in some way. So what kind of year are you going to paint? I have a lot that I want to put on my canvas this year. I've talked about my book that I want to write, and I think I've been putting it off and procrastinating because people have asked me to write it a certain way, and every time I try and do that, it just doesn't come. And so there was a thought I had over 4 years ago of my angel's perspective of my life, you know, the angel working for me, and oy voy, what's she doing now? And I think that is the way I have to go, because if I don't insert some humor into it, I might go down the rabbit hole, or it just simply might not be the kind of story I want to tell. So when I have time, I'm going to be doing that. But in the meantime, I'm back here bringing shows to you. I have at least 4 shows a week coming out every week to you. Some extraordinary people. I say ordinary people doing extraordinary things, but they are extraordinary because they have embraced who they are. They have gone through the process of life. They've faced those demons and those obstacles and that acrylic paint. And they decided to paint their own canvas, you know, through what they learned about that process and who they've become because of that journey. And it really is quite exciting. So I've got some awesome people lined up for you, and a few people coming back to share another chapter in their life or another perspective on something. I always love having people come back. But I am right now in my office, which is, we've gone up one. We are now plus one. Last week, I worked in it in the -4, a little bit on the chilly side. My office is a closed-in deck, so not the best insulation. In the summer, I was working in 40 degrees. So extremes. That shows how dedicated I am to you in bringing these shows to you every week. It is my mission, my calling, my purpose, the reason I get up every single day to do that interview, to be in that self-discovery of who these people are, what they're going to bring to us, what wonderful nuggets of wisdom and knowledge and skills and advice they're going to share with us. And it is very, very exciting. But, you know, I do this in all extreme weathers, as I have stated, and even through sickness. I very rarely ever cancel a show. I have to be very sick for that. Otherwise, I just push through and blow my nose off screen, so to speak. I'll have an asthma attack off screen, which I did have on screen once with the wonderful Lachelle Atkins, the super mum of 15 kids. And she was wonderful while I'm cavorting in my asthma attack, having never seen myself have an asthma attack before, seeing my face, how it contorts and how the body contorts was quite horrifying. And she was just so gentle. It's okay, dear. I'm here for you, dear. And thank God it was her and no one else. But, you know, these things do happen, right? The weather goes to sub-zeros. We've got snow again out there. Or we go into heat waves, or we go into power surges, or we go into internet not working. Thing is, life does happen and we have to work around it. And sometimes we, you know, I'm sorry, folks, we can't do the show today. No internet, no power, power outage. It's just the way it is. And that doesn't make it unprofessional. That just makes it life. And I think we have to kind of lighten up a little bit about, you know, how we do things. And if you're doing it from heart, doing it honestly, earnestly, and because you truly believe in it, that is really all that matters. And everything else will kind of fall into place as time goes by. So one of the things I am also having to do this year is, you may have noticed that the gas at the gas station has gone up high. Food has gone up by 25%. Everything has gone up, up, up. I don't charge people to interview. I do everything by donation. I've had a lot of grief from people in the past saying, I need to charge. I'm not charging enough for my time. And because each show is 4 to 5 hours of production. And I should be charging. And, you know, I tried doing that. Some people were very generous and forthcoming, and others, you would think that I was trying to steal their kidney. There seems to be a double standard of I'm giving my time and expertise, and other people come along and use that expertise, but don't seem to feel that there is a payment for that. So I've left it up to the universe to decide how things are done, and it's done by donation. So I am this year having to kind of push the donation button a little bit more and ask if you can donate $5, $10, $20. I mean, I have some people who graciously do the $100. And thank you so much. It does cost to run this station. And never mind the cost of running the station, I'm a senior on a pension and costs have gone up. So would be nice to actually earn a little money as well. Now, you have to understand that it's very hard for me to do this. And no, it's not that I don't think I'm worthy. It's just that I feel the importance of the information that comes out to you is the currency, you know, is the enrichment, is the abundance, the knowledge that somebody needs to hear at a time in need from somebody who's been through it and has the expertise. I believe this is something that I was born to do, especially at this time in my life. But the facts are that we still need to function and things cost. So the donate button is on the bottom of every single show that I do. And I have got it actually even in my intro now. And I am pushing that a little more. And as I said, it doesn't have to be a lot. Everything's done through PayPal. And there's a button there. You just press and put in the amount that you can afford or that you wish to share. But I do ask that if you could just contribute a little bit. Every drop in the ocean counts. It does cost to run the station. I have some huge big bills coming up in order, you know, websites and this and that. And it would help a great deal and I would appreciate it. I'm going to be pushing subscription a lot more and also opening up, which has always been open to sponsorship. So if there's an organization or a company out there that believes in what we're doing and the kind of people we're interviewing and likes my style and wishes to be sponsored, the sponsor will pick how many shows or a genre that they want to sponsor. And the cost will be according to how many shows they do a month. And for those shows, they will be in the intro, they will be in the exit, they will have their own webpage. And on the shows that they're sponsoring, they will have their own sponsored by, and they can go back to their webpage with all of their information on it. And so it is about the shared wonderful expertise. Obviously has to be in alignment with who we are and what we do. Everything for us is heart-centered, coming from a heart place, from a spiritual place of spiritual energy, of good energy, good vibrations, raising our frequency, stepping into the higher hertz, and doing unto others as we would have them do unto us, which is loving kindness, caring, consideration, compassion, collaboration, communication, and all of those wonderful C words. I interview a great deal, many other podcasters, and it's wonderful to support them, the work they're doing. We're all in the same arena, so let's support one another. And I may be going back to doing my True Colors coaching. I am thinking on that, but yes, if I have the time, I will do that. Remember, I've got to write a book in this time as well. Plus, I have a grandson, and my daughter is going back to work and needs help with him, and they live an hour and 40 minutes away. and can't do shows when I'm with him. So it's the juggling all the time. So I love bringing you these shows every week. I mean, my goodness, the people that share the knowledge, some of the things that people have gone through, you hear their story and you wonder, how did they get through it? Well, that was the big word, through it. They didn't get stuck in it. They felt the pain and the anguish, the bottoming out. So for them, it was either, get sucked in and be a prisoner of whatever happened to them for the rest of their lives, or rise above and go through the process of healing. And they've got to that stage where they can talk about what happened to them without any pain, without any negative feelings. It is what has been. It has made them who they are today, but it is no longer their captor. They're no longer a prisoner of it. And it really shows us the courage and the strength and the abilities that we have when we need to tap into them. And it's really quite extraordinary. And there's people who share their wonderful business ideas, and whether we're entrepreneurs or small businesses or an awful lot of authors. How many authors have said to me, I just don't know how to promote myself, because that's what they have to do. Anybody who writes a book, you've got to start doing the circuit, you've got to do the social medias. This is the world we're in now, right? Even if you're with a big book publishing company, they still are going to want you to go and do all of that. So I know for some people, it's very, very hard. They've poured themselves out into the book, but when it comes to actually representing that book out there, they're just uncomfortable because they're used to being behind the typewriter, so to speak, and not everybody's comfortable in the forefront. I love interviewing authors because I love books. I love interviewing musicians because, oh, they're just so in their passion and their conviction of who they are and what the music means. It doesn't mean they don't have struggles, but they do know where their core is, and it's in the music. And people who have really either redirected in life or really found themselves early in life. And it's about helping other people, because that's really what it's about, folks, isn't it? We learn by other people's stories, by other people's struggles. We hear them and go, I relate, I'm going through that, or I have a friend going through that. I'm more attentive now, or I can apply those skills and tools, or I can change my attitude, or I can step into this or step into that, or even sometimes just knowing, you're not alone. You're not alone in this. Others have gone through it. In the process, gone through it. They're no longer in it. So it does mean you can get out of the situation, however hopeless and helpless it feels at the time. It is up to us. Our attitude of gratitude is a huge foundation in everything that we should do. It's don't focus on what you don't have, look at what you do have. Don't be afraid to ask. Backing. And don't always try to be perfect, because what is perfection? It's different in everybody else's eyes. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your mirror. It's very hard to pull the wool over your own eyes. Can you look into your eyes and say, I'm giving it my all, honestly? I'm coming from the heart. I'm coming from my soul. I'm in spirit of what I'm doing. I'm doing it because I love it, and I love the difference that it makes in the lives of others. And if you're doing that, then you know that you are honestly putting yourself forward. And that's all anybody wants from you. The COVID has shown us, when people had to go and do, all the TV people had to do things by Zoom, that when the professional lights and makeup and this and that aren't there, and they're interviewing people by Zoom in their own houses, and haven't got the professional hair and makeup and everything there, and you've just got honest people just doing their honest things, and it just felt so much more real. And some of the presenters today have come back and done things differently. Trevor Noah no longer has an audience. It's a round table. And I love those kind of conversations. They're very intimate. He's not waiting for the laugh or the audience response. It's more of a bring you in to the conversation. And others have gone back because their audience is what is their fuel. And it has changed things, and let's keep those good things thriving. It's also changed things in some negative ways as well. And I think this is kind of when you've got your paintbrush ready to paint your canvas this year. You know what's wrong, or what you don't like, or what upsets you. Don't paint that. If you are worried about animal welfare, if you're worried about children, if you're worried about climate, if you're worried about the economics of the world, and in your canvas you want to represent that, don't represent it as helpless. Represent it as hopeful. Because that canvas you're painting is what you want to see, is what you want the universe to see. You want the universe to see what it is you want. And the universe will help you make that happen. Energy, vibration is an amazing manifester. When you step into the right energy, it is incredible what we can make happen. But the universe will give you what you're feeding. So don't feed the sorrow. And let me tell you, for the last month or so, you know, we had in November massive floods and landslides and deaths and animals, you know, killed, and cities underwater. And then, of course, it cut off our food supply, and then gas shortages, and just an awful lot of anguish. And we're still very much in it. You know, it's not out of the woods yet. They're still very much there. And I could feel, oh, the weight on my chest of the pain and the sorrow. And then, you know, other things going on in the world. And at times I just literally have to switch off and delete because I can't take any more. Because as an empath, you feel, and have to white light myself and go into that white light within to calm me. Because if I'm down that rabbit hole of sorrow, I can't help anyone else. Each one of us is given a beautiful instrument to use. And it is up to us to learn how to play that instrument and bring it to the orchestra of life. This is my instrument. You are my orchestra. And we all have that gift. Don't try and be somebody else's gift. Don't try and be too many instruments. Sometimes you can play different instruments. I can be on the other side of, quote, the camera. I can be a public speaker. Probably I'm an interviewer. The thing is, be the light that you are and shine bright. If you have to be versatile now and again, great, do, be. But be the light that is needed in the world, that's needed in your life. You can't save everyone. You can't heal everyone. You can't be there for every situation. And when you can't, shed beautiful light, loving energy on them. Believe me, if we all shed loving energy light on those that are in need, we would help them rise up. So this has been my conversation today. Yes, I am asking for donations. If you can't afford it, please don't. If you don't like the shows, I understand. Well, not everybody's cup of tea. But if you are enjoying them and you wish to support us, selfdiscoverymedia.com. I have a Fund Us button. And you can just go to the Fund Us button and you'll see the PayPal donation button there. And whatever you wish to donate. If you wish to be a sponsor, we have a sponsorship up there on the link, and it shows everything that you can get. We would appreciate it. We will invite you and love for you to come on. If you know somebody who wants to share something, or you believe that their story is important, then yes, I always say these shows are done by donation according to what you can afford. And I have had some very rich people give me $5. And you kind of go, okay. I know you charge $500 an hour, but apparently my time is only worth five. And I've had other people who I know aren't making a lot of money, you know, drop the 100. And even one person dropped 1,000 on me once, which really wowed me. But it's not necessarily about the amount, it's about the support. And as I said, every drop counts. And it just allows me to do more, to bring more. maybe even to actually hire someone who can help me, take one of my hats off, do some of that work for me so that I can get on and do some other things that I need to do, like write that book. So don't be afraid to ask for support. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. Don't be afraid to ask people for help. It's always been my pushback because I've always been the one to be there. And it was very hard for me to receive help because it was, what do you want? What do you want from me? And it's been that lesson in doing these shows that it's okay to receive. I love gifting my time, my effort, my love, and whatever else I can do. And I should allow other people to have that same privilege of gifting and just receive gracefully. So let's allow her to learn. Are you learning that? Anyway, more shows to come, folks. Lots of wonderful shows. I have a couple of authors for you this week. Monty Richards, who's written about many things, and Charlie Sheldon. And I have a few other people on this week that I'm sure you're going to like. But don't forget, you can just go into podcasts on selfdiscoverymedia.com and you'll see all the genres there. And each genre has numerous amount of shows. Just cruise along and see which one kind of resonates with you, which one jumps out on you. And if you want to know all the current shows, you just go to the What's New banner, and that will lead you to all the recent shows. The first five of the new year, the shows this week, goes back into the shows of last week. I mean, that literally will go back all 2,900 shows. And just take a listen. Take a listen, take a view. We do ask if you wouldn't mind commenting or liking or doing something, because that helps us not only in the Google ratings, but it also invites other people to leave comments as well. And it's encouraging to know that you are watching and listening, because I know people are, but they don't always comment, and I would appreciate it. Okay, so thank you very much, folks, for listening to selfdiscoverymedia.com, for supporting all these wonderful people, for hearing what they have to say, and maybe even applying it to your life. And if any one of you have heard any of these shows that has been a wonderful pivotal change in your life, I would love you to share that with us, because this is what we do it for. If it shifts you one tiny perspective, if it gives you one clue, if it helps you understand something, if it shares something with you that applies to making your life better, this is why I do it. So until next time, folks, have a wonderful week, and thank you very, very much.
We hope that you enjoyed the show right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. Please tune in to our selfdiscoverymedia.com/shows, and you will see all the other genres that we have from you. Every week on Tuesday, we bring you new shows from illuminating people. If you know someone that should be interviewed, please contact us at info@selfdiscoverymedia.com. Now stay tuned for your next show.